This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
The poets tell how Pancho fell.
I got really sad now that Merle Haggard's dead.
The cheap hotel.
That voice is soothing right there.
Dead is quiet. Cleveland's cold.
Thanks to when my first daughter had stomach aches sometimes. She had a little bit of colic. I'd put Merle Haggard on and she'd go to sleep.
Save a few for left it to.
He only did what he had to do.
And now he's grown old.
And now he's grown old.
All right, I want to see Lane stay like 10 minutes in the next segment because I want to get into other stuff, what he's researching, what he's hot on the trail of, not just my questions and your questions, but we'll get a few more of the calls in too. Wayne Madsen and WayneMadsenReport.com. Alex, then Bobby, and Tom. We should be able to, you know, to get to all of you in the time I have left. I'm covering a bunch of other news we haven't gotten to yet, and some video clips and special reports. And I have Leanne in studio, too, about the winner of this Instagram contest. Alex in New York, thanks for calling. You're on the air with Wayne Madsen.
Hello. Hey, guys. So my question is a little bit different on than what you guys were talking about. My mother is part of this political movement, and they're trying to overthrow the current Armenian government. And I remember you had a guest who talked about how the same forces that overthrew the Ukrainian government were trying to do to the other Russian-friendly post-Soviet Federation. I met with the leader of the movement. I kept quiet, and the guy is anti-male, very globalist, and I played nice. So, you know, I'm just trying to find out more. I was wondering if Wayne knew more about it.
Yeah, I mean, Poland says Soros is trying to overthrow them right now. These people are out of control. Wayne?
Yeah, see, Armenia is definitely a target for the as a target of a themed revolution. We know that Soros bankrolls these along with USAID and the National Endowment for Democracy. The current government of Armenia is very friendly to Russia. And what the U.S. is trying to do is march NATO all the way to where the North Atlantic Treaty Organization will become the North Pacific Treaty Organization. They want to march NATO all the way east into Siberia. And, of course, there's some countries in the way that are posing a problem. Macedonia was one. They staged an attempt to overthrow the democratically elected government there. They're doing it in Armenia, which has a democratically elected government. They did it successfully in Moldova. And this is what's going on. And Hungary and Poland have said that Soros is involved in operations there to destabilize their government.
And Wayne, here's another key tidbit. Macedonia, yeah, like Turkey, is a key border where all these Muslims are coming across and getting through. So Soros and NATO are blowing open the gates to Europe, yes, invading Europe, the opposite of what NATO is supposedly for.
That's right. The destabilization of Macedonia basically helped open up the Greek-Macedonian border to this influx of refugees. Now, Greece let them in because Greece has this so-called leftist government, Syriza. Alex Tsipras is the prime minister. He said, oh, I'm opposed to the EU. I'm opposed to that. No, he was a Trojan horse for Soros. He just forced the Greek population to undergo more austerity measures.
Yeah, their taxes are going up record level, designed to bankrupt them.
Cutting services, cutting pensions. So here was a case where there was a Soros Trojan horse introduced as the savior in Greece. The previous governments were Soros influenced. And so this is how Soros operates. He operates on both sides. In Latin America, he supports the fascists that have just taken over Brazil, for example, which is now going to undergo drastic cuts in social services. And Argentina, both these countries will be pauper nations soon.
Oh, boy, I tell you, thank you, Alex, for that great question. We're going to talk to Travis, Bobby, Tom, and a few others. I'm going to ask Wayne first, though. what other big stories he's working on that we'll see at InfoWars.com in the days and weeks to come. Also at WayneMasterReport.com. Again, they want to censor our websites and this show. It's so important you spread the word. This is a war. This is an info war, and you're on the front lines.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Why all this is happening. A lot of it is the complexity of the world today. It allows corruption, manipulation, conspiracy to hide. But more and more, it's the unaccountability of multinational corporations that are monopolistic. Their main ideology is eugenics, control of populations. And they are socially engineering the public to be very servile, very stupid, very poor. Because these are very ruthless, greedy, hateful people, the opposite of altruistic. But they have this whole global fake synthetic liberal claim that they have the moral high ground and you've got to adopt their language and their systems. And then they will finance two or three different sides of a conflict, as Wayne Madsen was just exposing, investigative journalist, formerly of the National Security Agency, and they write books on it. Countless, Zygmunt Brzezinski, Carol Quigley, many others, they write books explaining it that in some cases are 1,000 pages or more long. That are for the State Department and for the CIA. They think you're so dumb, they even allow it out in public. Because they're like, the public's not going to read this book, How We Control Them. You think Wayne and I just figured all this out? I mean, we've read their books, we've been studied it, we've been inside of it and out of it. in his case, I sit here and watch it. I mean, it's so clear. And the biggest con game is he's stabilizing the world, it's making things fall apart, because that's how they get control. To the point they're having to build armored keeps and armored fortresses, redoubts, hideaways, with airfields, you know, 100 miles from anywhere. This is in the news. We told you about it first. We have the sources. Because I think everything may melt down. Wow, great job. I mean, as if these elites can screw everyone over and not have it come back on their kids. And I always read about these elites. Some of them are Redstone, worth tens of billions of dollars. Total gangster. He's, you know, for months can't even talk. He's 92 years old. The underlings under him are reportedly taking over CBS, Viacom, biggest media company in the world. His daughter's in there. And, you know, Soros is almost there, too. It's like, you guys ought to be like LBJ, at least before he died, repented. And I know people that in his family that knew him. I mean, he was breaking down, crying, scared of God at the end, and just, he didn't want to people's, I'm not going to get into it, but I, obviously a lot of the Johnsons live here, and their cousins and people, and prominent business folks. And he would come into their businesses and just absolutely break down crying. He didn't run again. He had all the power, everything. He just finally woke up and said, what have I done? Not these people like Redstone and folks. I'm telling you, man, they need to repent. They need to stop what they're doing. Just because they can pull this wickedness off and confuse people doesn't mean that it's okay. But separate from them waking up, I want to ask Wayne about this and take a few more calls. We have to wake up, those of us that are smart enough to understand this, and really rally and organize and not just hate the dumbed-down public. And I know they're like piranhas and dangerous lemmings or a stampede of cows. I get it. But a lot of folks go, well, isn't it lucky for us the public's so dumb? And I'm like, no, it's not lucky for us. It's dangerous. And I'm not going to just get off on it and go, I know how it works. Other people don't. I'm all sardonic. It's because I got common sense, folks. I have empathy, which is a good instinct. I see a dog running by a car flopping around. You know, I feel for it. Well, I see it happening to humans. I feel more because I have empathy. And they've taught us in this modern world not having empathy is good in general, but have it only when the media says, flip the switch on, and then you can have empathy for whatever little special thing they're doing. We just start having our own emotions and our own concerns that come from us and come from our ancestors and come from our instincts and come from God and common sense. Wayne, I didn't mean to go off the deep end here. I want to go to some calls and let you get into other big topics you're working on, but how do we stop these people? I'm going to ask you that question. I mean, do you agree with what I said about them, or what do you add? I mean, I just really don't like to see where the world's going. It's obviously going into total macabre, where just like ISIS, the extremists just battle with each other to be more and more extreme until we end up with the, you know, doomsday, you know, the character from Superman or something, just pure evil.
Yeah, I wonder how many of these upper echelon people even have a conscience. You know, you see the decisions. Yeah, I also have read and heard about LBJ toward the end, and he grew a ponytail, and he became basically one of the hippies he used to rail against when he was president, and they were outside protesting the war. So, but you know, I don't think a lot of these people really think too much about the harm they've done. You know, people like Soros and Kissinger. I mean, Soros gives money to all these causes around the world that don't seem to do any good. They seem to cause more problems. So I don't know what kind of great benefactor he is. And he's thrown billions around the planet. I mean, he bought Human Rights Watch basically for $100 million. And he's invested heavily in Amnesty International. Neither one of those two organizations are the same organizations that I worked with back in the 90s. They've become promoters of disruption, promoters of color and themed revolutions on behalf of the United States and the neocons. So I don't even pay any attention to Human Rights Watch or Amnesty International anymore because they're bought and paid for.
Well, if somebody can send me the clip, I'd be very thankful. I've seen it many times on in the internet. I've played it probably 50 times. And then suddenly, about 6 years ago, I went back to find the 1999 or 1998 60 Minutes interview with George Soros with whoever the blonde lady was on there. Stahl, I think's her name. And
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And just like folks, you didn't believe me, you can go look up on two different channels, NBC and CNN. Madeleine Albright got to ask, you know, 100,000 kids have died under your sanctions alone. Is that a good price to pay? She says, yeah, it's a good price to pay. I mean, she really said that. That clip's still on the internet. We can find that and play it. But the clip on Soros, I have had my whole crew look for days in the aggregate. I mean, they've spent days looking for it overall. And back then we found it and didn't know how important it was. And it got erased off some hard drive. But they would hit us with copyright. We'd put it up even 20 seconds. But he goes, she goes, do you feel bad about helping the Nazis round up your fellow Jews? And he goes, no, I don't feel bad at all. I did what I needed to survive. And it's like, oh, I ate my kids to survive, or like whatever. People go, well, he was. They would have killed him. What? What? I mean, it's like, it's okay. You know, George Soros did. And now it's okay. He does this. It's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, and a lot of people aren't aware of his father. His father, Tivadar Soros, was the promoter of Esperanto, this international language that was supposed to replace all of our other languages. Everybody would be able to communicate with one another. You talk about a globalist project, fortunately one that seems to have failed. And I don't think they'll run with that anymore, because basically the internet has taken over from that Esperanto project. I mean, you don't...
And let's expand. That's key. These people have an instinct to dominate and control. They never get it fully in control because their own people are backstabbers. They will not get their New World Order project. People know about it now. It's going down. Do you agree with that, Wayne?
Right. And, you know, Esperanto was this, obviously, this idea to have everyone speak the same language. It would be easier to control everyone if you spoke a common language. But we don't need that now. Now they're trying to impose this on the internet, because you don't need to know one language. You got these automatic translation systems that do that for you, basically.
But they manipulate it.
Yeah, they can manipulate
it. Emojis.
Absolutely. So, you got to be constantly vigilant against these people with this kind of money. And I only mentioned Soros. He's a good case in point, but there are other. Look, the Koch brothers are no better with what they do and throwing their money around. I mean, they're talking about backing. Well, at least one of them's talking about backing Hillary Clinton against Trump because they don't
like. That's what the caller. I mean, the money's against him. The establishment's against him. These establishment people want to meet with Trump to try to compromise him. And so, I mean, I'm sure he knows that, but if I see him start moving towards their positions, then I'm going to have an issue. I don't care if he meets with him. He says he'll meet with Kim Jong-un. He says he'll meet with anybody. Yeah. So I think he's kind of clear on that, and I think because he's already said he'll meet with the Iranian leader or meet with whoever, I think that I actually get his point. But we'll see.
Well, I think it's a sign of leadership to be willing to meet with anybody that you need to meet with. So, yeah, I take a wait-and-see approach as well on it. But Kissinger, I mean, there should be no reason why that guy should even still be alive, let alone still. I mean, there's pictures of him hugging Hillary Clinton. She loves the guy. I mean, what does she love about him? The fact that he caused these coups, he's responsible for millions of deaths around the world. Maybe that's why she loves him. But she has great respect for that man. I wonder if she has a similar respect for people like Pol Pot and Adolf Hitler.
Oh, they love it.
Joe Stalin.
Let's go ahead and take a quick call here. I'm going to do one more segment and let you go, but I want to get to the other topics you're covering. Travis in Tennessee, you're on the air. Your question for Wayne.
Hey, Alex and Wayne. Thank you guys for what you do. I pray for you guys.
Thank you.
I wanted to say one thing about the mega churches and then something about TSA. Is with the mega churches, you know, Alex, you call it Spidey sense. I call it the Holy Spirit. I've looked these guys in the eye, shaking their hands, some of these leaders of these mega churches, and it's like a quickening almost. Like they sense that I sense their evil. And you can tell they get very uncomfortable. I've even had my wife like witness it. I was like, watch, I'll shake his hand, watch how he reacts, you know, and I can just see right through.
Well, yeah, because it's a special office when you're claiming you're a man of God and love people and you're actually an operative. It's just, they're so obvious. I mean, look at Glenn Beck. He is the biggest flaming Benedict Arnold I've ever seen. I'm skipping this network break. This is too important. Wayne, imagine your comments on that.
No, I agree. I mean, you look at John Hagee, for example. He's down in Texas. He's raking in a lot of money, a lot of it from overseas, I might add.
I actually heard him and played it on air. He actually wrote in a book, he goes, Jesus was not the Messiah, but a rebel Jew who was dealt with wisely. That's an exact quote.
Right, right. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, the only thing that separates John Hagee from a guy like Rush Limbaugh is the fact that one has some license to as an ordained minister, whereas Limbaugh doesn't. But, I mean, there's really no difference between these two guys.
Well, I mean, the Pope may come out and say Christ was not the Messiah, but a Jewish rebel who was dealt with wisely. That's an exact quote, by the way.
I mean, there's no explanation for people like that. And Glenn, you know, Glenn Beck, he's obviously, he doesn't like Trump because, you know, his last candidate, Romney. Glenn
I was
Beck's
about to say, when you got enemies like Hillary Clinton and Glenn Beck, I got to be for you. I mean,
I mean, well, the reason he still can't get over Mitt Romney's loss being a good Mormon, you know, Romney backed Ted Cruz and that didn't go anywhere. And Romney originally backed the Jeb Bush. That didn't go anywhere. So,
hey, who do you think the Mormon hierarchy is allied with? Because the average Mormon I run is really smart, knows what's going on, hardworking folks, whatever. But it seems like the leadership of the Mormons, all these different liberal senators and people in Orrin Hatch, that seems like they're I mean, what's going on there from your research?
Well, it's another megachurch. Let's face it. I mean, the leadership, you know, a fish rots from the head. So you look at the top echelon of these mega churches, and that's what you get. Look at L. Ron Hubbard, the guy who started Scientology. Look at this David Miscavige guy that took it over. These guys are all con men. They're all out to make money. And you know, as long as there's fools like Tom Cruise and John Travolta around to give these guys money, you know, they're gonna be.
How does that work? I mean, I've seen some connections to that. That the government wants to use cutout groups to test things so they can burn them later if the operation goes bad. But it does seem that the power structures turn more against Scientology. Is that because they got too big for their britches, or?
Oh, it was a case. I mean, the IRS was going after their status, but then they reached an accommodation, and ever since then, they're treated as a religion. And how did they go? How did they combat the IRS? They started sending infiltrators into the IRS. This is how they operated. They basically took over the town of Clearwater Farm.
Oh yeah, infiltrators. Those are a lot of fun.
Where they now have 67 buildings in the downtown area, and they're calling the shots. People try to stand up to them, but that's a great test case, isn't it? For the CIA and how you take over a medium-sized urban area. By a group that comes in and just sets up an operation and expands it to basically take over the entire city. And that's what they did with Clearwater. And
why do you think Germany banned them? Because it's got its own thing going.
Yeah, the French and the Germans considered this cult or megachurch, whatever you want to call it, to be very Nazi-like, and they banned them for a long time. But now the State Department says any country that goes after them is guilty of religious violations.
Yeah. Well, let me expand on that. I mean, without even just seeing, because I don't get into these infights with religious groups and megachurches, say megachurches. I'm telling you, a lot of the big megachurches in Texas and Austin, I've been to them and investigated it, but I mean, they are cults, man. And they are doing stuff that they think, oh, it's a big Baptist church or it's a big evangelical, and they have no idea. I mean, of course, evangelicals, I found, are good people. I mean, I grew up like that, Baptist evangelical, but this is weird, man. These places are creepy.
Absolutely, and one of the things they try to do is the family, the fellowship, they try to take over existing churches and put their people in. First, they put them in on the church councils and get them in as elders. And
the First Methodist here in town literally is a Bill and Melinda Gates, George Soros advertisement bureau. It actually says that.
Right. And so that's what happened. Look, some of these mega churches, they're like businesses. They don't want their flock to go to Starbucks, so they open up their own coffee shops inside the churches. They'd rather have the people buying their coffee there. They got their own daycare centers for you know, they're earning a profit.
So they're like little compact cities, and then you just go to them and think you're saved from the rest of the collapsing world. They tell you, just don't worry about the evil. Jesus is coming. You know, he's going to teleport you up there, and Scotty's going to be up there, or whoever, who's the guy that energizes in a little you know, beam you up there to the Enterprise. I mean, who's the guy that runs the Energizer thing? Scotty runs the engines. Who runs the transporters?
I think there was always different characters that ran the transport.
Well, exactly, but they're up there with St. Michael, and they just beam you up, and everything's fine. I want to make a few final calls to you, but Wayne, what else are you working on right now?
Well, there's an interesting story coming out of Washington, one that I reported many years ago. The retired former Assistant Inspector General for the Department of Defense, a guy named John Crane, has come out and said that whistleblowers that came to him were punished because they brought issues of fraud, waste, and abuse to his office, and that the NSA was one of the worst in punishing its whistleblowers. So what this says is that Ed Snowden, we had Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama both say, well, there were other avenues for Snowden to bring this to our attention. He said he tried, but now we got the assistant IG at the Department of Defense saying, look, we punished whistleblowers. I had these same whistleblowers come to me and say, we tried the IG, and we were our names were being turned into our bosses. We were being retaliated against. I know one one.
Sure, but quantify that for folks that don't know. They say, oh, you're a spy because you went public. Well, if you went to the government and they start persecuting you and they won't even investigate, you've got to go public.
Right, right. And so this happened in many, many cases. I know several people that went to the IG and they were basically turned in, like the Stasi. So,
in your day at the NSA, when you were there looking for leaks, that was your job. What would have happened if this kind of stuff was going on? I guess it had been heard by Congress. It would have come out, or?
Yeah, I mean, back when I was there, there was a procedure. If somebody brought something to the IG or the general counsel's office, it would get passed on up the chain. There was no retaliation. But one of the things that Obama has done, not only has he invoked the Espionage Act more than any other president combined, but he's prosecuted people who were whistleblowers. He's fired people. Tom Drake was another guy at NSA.
Sure. Do you think all these people that are going along with this and admitting they just follow orders to lie, do they understand how dangerous this is for their own future in the country? I mean, it's just so weird that we used to have morals, at least to some extent. Now there's like there's no bottom. There's no ceiling. It's just anything goes. I mean, what's coming next?
Yeah, well, NSA became its own Stasi. They have their own Q group, which goes after whistleblowers. So there was a lot of communication between the IG office and internal security at NSA. Now it's all coming out from this fellow John Crane. Now he's retired, I understand, so they can't do much to him now. But it's interesting. He had to wait until he got retired to bring this information forward. Look, it even involves the Senate. I know whistleblowers at NSA that also brought this stuff to the attention of Barbara Mikulski. Thank God she's leaving. This old battle axe has been there too long. But there were other members of the Senate and House that would basically turn in congressional correspondence from people inside the government to their agencies. So this is basically what this guy John Crane is talking about, and it got worse under Obama. There were he violated the Whistleblowers Protection Act. He never took it seriously. I mean, what he says and what he does are two different things. If you are in the government, you can see it in a very stark fashion. How this guy Obama he preaches this thing, but he doesn't practice what he preaches.
But it's okay because he's liberal, so it's okay to persecute the press and destroy our basic freedoms. You can see why they put him in there to manipulate folks. Let's talk to Chris in Utah on KTKK 6:30 a.m. You're on the air, Chris.
Hey, guys. I'd like to talk about the prospects of Mr. Trump getting into the presidency. I don't look at him as a Ron Paul or as a threat to the establishment in any way, shape, or form because the media is giving him 24/7, 365 coverage, which suggests to me that they do not look at him as a threat.
Well, how could they not, though? It's kind of hard to ignore the nominee or the guy that's going to be the nominee when he says Bill Clinton, you know, he's investigated for rape. I mean, it's the incendiary stuff he says. He was already a superstar. But I get your point. Go ahead.
Well, I think that's just a disguise. What I think they're going to do is they're going to allow him to get into office, and then they're going to sabotage the economy and not only blame it on him, per se, but to blame it on his entire movement. And I think that will step back the conservative slash libertarian.
Okay, are you saying he's not conscious of that? Because you could be right. This is a giant foil that way. That's really sophisticated, though, and they don't like to gamble and do something like that. They like to control their person totally. I mean, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. He could be very well completely oblivious.
Well, listen, Wayne's going. I'm going to come back and talk to you on the other side. Don't hang up. I'll take the calls to Stitter, Chris. Briefly, what do you think about what he just said, Wayne?
Well, yeah, I think that's always, look, you know, they always say the office makes the man doesn't make the office. We're talking about the presidency, and he could get sworn in, and from day one, he could be, like Jesse Ventura, what happened to him when he became governor, he's going to be meeting with people who are going to be giving him orders, and he's not going to be able to do anything else. Now, he can complain internally, but look, when presidents get out of line, this country has a way of taking them out of line.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, thank you, Wayne. Great job.
Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Alex Jones here with an emergency breaking news alert. Now is the time to get prepared. We have never seen the elite escalating their own preparedness process like we're seeing right now. This is a key indicator that the global crisis that is being orchestrated by the New World Order to bring in planetary government is being kicked into a new phase. We hope we have more time to wake people up and get ready, but we're preparing for the worst right now. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. In the month of May, we are urging our listeners and viewers to get prepared. And the most important item is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That's why we're offering 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com until the month ends. The globalists do not want us to be self-sufficient. It is key that we be prepared and able to take care of ourselves. One of those incredibly important items is Nascent Iodine. Prepare with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and get 20% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Take action today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Faithful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand? Oh, my little girl.
That is some good music right there. Coming up, Leanne McAdoo and Marley Jones are going to be in the other studio live with us. They had a contest idea for Instagram. They did a great job. It's wonderful to see the InfoWars listeners around the world taking action. It's like a $1,000 prize. We want to promote the Instagram more because I never promote that. Have, you know, other platforms get the truth out. And I thought they were announcing the winner. I somehow misheard it. I'm like, and tell us the winner. And I go to them. And they're like, no, it's we're announcing it. You know, you're announcing it later. But I was correct that I'm letting them choose it. I just announce it. So, ladies, coming up the next segment, you are going to be announcing the winner, which is pretty much based off the votes on InfoWars, but we also, you know, put some of that into it. The folks are voting. They're at InfoWars right now. So that is coming up. And for TV viewers, we'll show you some of the Instagram stuff. We'll also give you the Instagram account so that you can go there and check out the information for yourself. Because obviously, if we get a bigger Instagram account, then it'll get rated big on the Instagram system, and we'll reach more people. They'll try to censor us on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else. We'll have another platform. So it's kind of like hopping from stone to stone across the lava as the lava is rising. And we're just here pointing out the Chinese style, that Chinese style communist censorship is here. And that's what Dolezal pointed out. I mean, they're officially censoring, officially admitting it, officially engaging in this. I want to go to your phone calls, but I like to take articles that tie into this to illustrate it. But you can follow us at @real_AlexJones on Instagram. So @real_AlexJones and @#InfoWarsGear or #HandcuffsForHillary. That's also going viral. But the Mercury News, the San Jose Mercury News, the same publication that exposed the CIA drug dealing. And then they, of course, the globalists killed Gary Webb, but not the truth. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg replacing four next-door Palo Alto homes. I love it when they're scared of somebody, they give it a wimp name. That has nothing to do with what it is. It's that should be Zuckerberg has bought up the neighborhood and is tearing it down and building himself more houses for guests because he doesn't want neighbors to be able to see him, and he's put up a big fence. Which is absolutely cool with me in America or anywhere else. But here's the problem, bub. You lied to people and told them they had privacy and you weren't selling their data when you're a giant corporate and CIA snoop arm to try to manipulate and control reality and take over the web. And you call your users dumb effers. You're the one meeting with the communist Chinese. You're the one trying to sell the idea of censorship on Facebook. And if they can do it on Facebook, they can do it anywhere. People always go, well, why do you use Facebook, you know, if they're going to censor you? Because if they get away with it there, they get away with it everywhere. And I agree, we should have our own websites and our own platforms and our own systems. And I've got InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and we syndicate to AM and FM stations and some TV stations and the rest of it, and that's great. I'm one of the only people out there talking about real issues is actually on some stations. But I need to be multifaceted everywhere I can. I've got servers in Europe, and one of the countries known for not having as much censorship that isn't part of the whole UN takeover. We've got servers in two countries in Europe, actually more than that. But this is what we go through to not be messed with, and we've been messed with so much. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying they're fighting to keep this from getting out to people. Because folks tune into this, it's game over. The most arrogant pseudo-intellectual liberal actually listens for a week. They'll go, wow, I want to be a real liberal, not a fake liberal. I want to really be part of the Renaissance. Alex Jones is right. Because, I mean, I'm like selling snow cones in hell here. Don't people that have sold out the establishment get, when you get down to the total sellout point, you get almost nothing for selling out. Now, I didn't sociopathically 25 years ago to try to get in the media because I thought, oh, there won't be anybody, you know, in the market of liberty out there. No, they were trying to suppress it then even harder. But I learned real fast that telling the truth was where it was at. I wanted to tell the truth. I wanted to defend the Second Amendment. And I looked at all these sellouts and all these sociopaths that would sell their grandmother out for a stick of bubble gum. And they think it's so cool to be with the establishment. Oh, my gosh. I do. They just look at you like idiots when you do that. The globalists, when I've been to some big events and been invited to meet with people and stuff before, they are scared and respectful of me. So that some have been arrogant in the end when I don't, you know, sit there and get on my knees. And I'm very, very, very polite. I say, listen, these systems have never succeeded. You're lying to yourself. You're destroying free will. You're circumventing the people. And you're dumbing people down to control them. That is a true sin against the species. And I can't be part of this. Plus, the elites above you are into some really bad stuff. And I'm not signing on to that. My gut, my spirit goes, whoa. People ask, am I fearless? Let me tell you something. When I think about selling out, I'm not even thinking about it, but I'm thinking about thinking. I'm just pondering what it would be like, and I feel absolutely cold and removed from God and scared. I feel, just imagine myself pulling away from God, pulling away from the light, from love, from honor. It's like, no. Yeah. I'm like, New World Order, do whatever you got to do to me, because I'm not afraid of you. I am God-fearing. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I have all the answers. Because, you know, my soul's big. I love God, but I'm a man. I'm worldly. I've got my ancestors, all the stuff they did. But I'm not out to get humanity. And I will not sign on to screwing people over and hurting kids. It's not going to happen, ever. And I really feel sorry for people that are part of this, because you've really sold out to some evil stuff. And I'm sad for you. When I really think about people that have sold out to this, who aren't totally given over to evil, people that are totally given over to it become possessed. I mean, that's what it is. It's just a spirit, a system, a mindset. Your brain just gives over to it. Whatever it is, there ain't nobody home. I mean, something else is there, and it's only there when it, like, comes in, and it's these people. I've talked to top psychiatrists. Remember, let's get around on, like, 10 years ago. She's the top lady that's on all the serial killer shows on TV that interviews all the top serial killers. And I heard her on Coast to Coast and got her on here. She's like all the big best-selling books. I forget her name. Like top serial killer doctor, psychiatrist. I think she's an attractive woman or whatever. They'll talk to her. At least she used to be. She's older now. Still an attractive lady. And she's like, I've never done an interview like this. Absolutely, that's how they are. They glow when they do the crime or when they get into it. But they're like not there when they're not. They're like real scared. And they all think demons are after them. And all of a sudden, get a little hit. And they're like, and then all of a sudden they're alive. And that's how all of them are, folks. They're demon-possessed. You can be schizophrenic because you got a bunch of chemicals in your brain, lead or mercury poisoning, and, you know, be all crazy and paranoid or whatever. There's a lot of real mental illness out there, but I'm telling you, with these people, these folks that want to grab little kids and women and stuff, they're like zombies who get possessed by the demon. And I've talked to the top people, not just her, and they said that's exactly what, because I've read one of her books, too, and she talked about how they were like suddenly like, the way it's described is, you seen that movie Manchurian Candidate, the remake with Denzel Washington? It's better than the first with Frank Sinatra. And he's like totally bummed out, not there, but whenever they activate him and give him orders, the whole room blares white, and he's like, oh, yes, now you're ready to take your orders. And that's exactly what it's like, as it's been described. And I think I've experienced it a little bit when I was younger. If I was like in a fight with like three guys and they were hurting me bad, I would just like kind of black out and I'd just be higher than a kite and everything was like in slow motion. And it's just like, it feels really good. And it's just like, and you're just like, you know, just whatever you do, just you break people. But I realized, man, whatever that is, those instincts or whatever that is, I don't like that. Because, you know, it didn't like, whatever that instinct is or whatever you want to call it, didn't like me either. It was like in a different, going into a rage like that, a controlled rage like that, is like going somewhere else. It's like time slows down. And I'm not saying it's the same thing as being a serial killer, but I've experienced altered states, you know, naturally, just through stress, that I know you gotta experience it. It's rage, just very intense. Of course, I have total control over my temper now, and I mean, I always did. I was just, if somebody's, you know, breaking your nose and bashing your head in, you know, you're gonna flip a switch or you're gonna die. That's really survival instinct. I think that's something else from what the psychos are in, but it's I think it's in the same genre, the same spectrum, the same family, but something else directing you. whether it's genetic, whether it's race memories, whether it's a demon, whether you know something from another dimension. I don't know, but that's how, as a species, we've always seen it and always discussed it. And there are controlled people who are in a controlled dark rage who want you to drink fluoride, who love the pediatric wards full of dying kids with cancer, who love seeing your IQs drop, and who just take a sick pleasure twisting the knife in your leg and pouring salt in it. They got that twinkle in their eyes, just like, ooh. So we don't want to be part of that, do we? No, we don't. Think about honor and goodness in your children and happiness and good things and just exaltation and beauty and growing beautiful forests and fields and the stars and the fish in the ocean and just all the magic and the full moon and the sun and just everything good. And then you go, whoa, yeah, I really don't want to be tempted by that because it's not a temptation at all. But then maybe you feel weak. You don't feel powerful. So you look around for what will make you powerful. And you find things that will make you powerful, but then you lose who you are. So you weren't really powerful, were you? The problem about becoming really discerning, though, is then you're going to care so much, your heart's going to get even bigger, and then you're going to have a lot of pain for others. But I tell you, that pain actually strength. And that's when the perception and the discernment, the radar, just a politically see-through walls opens up. Because then you step into something bigger. You're an individual, but you have chosen to be a collectivist, not in the organized governmental false collectivist view, but in a true collectivist view, in that you are an individual. But you've transcended that into the body of the species, and only then do you access everything before, currently, and into the future. And then you're truly alive. And our enemies can see before them and in the present, and they can imagine a future, but they don't see the future because they're not in that stream of time-space continuum and the will of God. They have stepped out of it in artificiality to try to take everything and the systems they've been given and twist it to their own will instead of submitting to the will of God. And that is the big secret. I want to go to some of your phone calls. We got guests coming up. Chris in Utah said holes. I wanted to finish up with him, and I'm going to definitely get to Bobby.
Bobby, I sell propane and propane accessories.
Dad, what are those?
Son, they're called hippies.
All right. I'm off the rails here for just a minute. Mark in Arizona. We'll get to everybody. We'll have to go to the next hour a little bit. David Knight's coming up. But just to stop right there, I'm not going to belabor it. X2 is excellent. Survival Shield X2. It's the good halogen. Everyone should be on it. Consult your physician before you do. You die without good iodine. And there's really not a lot of good sources of it. The food's depleted. The soils are depleted. It's changed my life. It's amazing. It's hiding in plain view. 20% off on X2 right now. We have the vitamin mineral fusion, the fruit punch with all the amino acids and more. Great way to just have a glass of that each day. I don't like it at its full strength. I think it tastes a little too strong. I mean, it's vitamin minerally. It's like Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Tastes okay. It doesn't taste great. Just like this doesn't taste wonderful because it's real vitamins and minerals. But if I do it lighter, I actually like the taste. I kind of like the taste of it. I like the old Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's excellent. We sold that at InfoWarsHealth.com. I like the new one too, but I think the old Beyond tastes the best. This tastes second best, and then the Peach 2.0, I know it's a better formula, but I don't like it as much. But it's all excellent. Whatever you like, whatever floats your boat, InfoWarsHealth.com for the longevity products, and your purchase helps fund our operation. InfoWarsLife.com for our new product that's excellent, and that is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more, 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. All of their specials running right now. Please take advantage of that today. And we're going to send the email out one more time this afternoon, and that's it. 50% off the Hillary for President and the Come and Take It shirt. You can buy either or both. 50% off with the promo code when you sign up for our free newsletter, Infowars.com/newsletter. Okay, Chris in Utah, you're making some good points, and that's my real only fear about Trump, is that Jesse Ventura goes in. They go, sir, they want to meet you in the bottom of the Capitol. Who? He goes, federal government. He goes in, there's like 30 CIA people there trying to boss him around. And he didn't really go with what they wanted to, so they just came after him. Well, you give orders, then people just don't follow your orders. They go, we thought you meant it this way, or, well, it's written in an actual legislation. Well, we're going to try to circumvent it. The bureaucracy takes it away from you, and they follow their own agenda. And so, yeah, I don't think Trump's a panacea. Just like Ron Paul said, I'm not going to be a dictator. I can't fix everything. They can be a bully pulpit, though, to promote nationalism, free speech, and change things. But I think Trump is a manifestation of massive populism, and that's why it's positive. But I don't think he's a conscious shill, but there are some pitfalls. But look, Bernie Sanders or Hillary, I'm going with Trump. It's not a lesser two evils issue. It's just there it is. But Chris, I mean, what do you think? He's consciously bad, or you think he'll just be compromised? What do you think?
You know, Alex, that's completely and totally irrelevant. I don't know what he thinks or knows. I do know this, that they're keeping this economy limping along, and it's all they can do to keep that economy going. Eventually, it will collapse, and I think they would rather have an overtly capitalist president at the helm and a majority Republican Congress as well. The media is going to have a field day with that combination. They're going to blame, you know, the president always gets.
No, I hear you. That's been my biggest concern is the public is so dumb. They bring ISIS in, they attack, and they blame conservatives when Obama brought them in. The public, common sense has been suspended. So, yeah, if Trump gets in one weekend, they claim the world was so scared the economy tanked. But we've got to be smart enough to know they were already planning that. I mean, justice be done by the heavens fall. Go ahead.
But you see, I've been saying this for the last 7 years, Alex. I've seen this because I know how these people think. When you think they're going to zig, they zag, and vice versa. They want you to think. They want us to think that there's hope for the future. There's hope for the restoration.
Do you think Trump knows? Okay, well, let's say you're right. Do you think Trump knows he's a shill?
You know what? I don't know. I'm going to plead ignorance on that because I really don't know. But it doesn't matter. They can control him, just like you said.
Well, here's the deal. The globalists aren't invincible. They're not God. And I'm going with Trump, but I am taking what you said into consideration. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. The Global Transmission and Hour 4 straight ahead. Stay with us.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Here again, and then forever gone. Well, seasons don't fear the reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper. Nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
The elite fear the reaper.
Come on, baby.
I'm going to do one more segment in the next hour and go to John in Canada, Mark in Arizona, and others. Tom in Canada, a bunch of calls from Canada. And then David Knight's taking over. But right now, let's go here from the war room. We've got the radio original studio. We call the Situation Room, so I can cut to other reporters and breaking news. But we now have the new, what will we call this? The command base or the lair of McAdoo? Or do we call it the TV studio? Because really, this is the TV studio, too. But it's good to have these so we can just always have folks working, doing more. We're going to try to do some radio news down the road. We're doing a lot of stuff, obviously, here with the great network, GCNlive.com, the folks over there in Minnesota. We're down here in Austin, Texas. So let's go now. I now take you back to Austin, Texas, about 60, 70 yards from where I sit through that wall, to Leanne McAdoo and Marley Jones. The lovely Marley Jones. I can say that she's my sister. And she looks so cute over there. And she's like 28, but she's always my baby sister. I'll squeeze her. Anyways, I love employees around that know Marley. I'll call her over and like, kiss her. And they're like, what are you doing kissing an employee? I'm kissing her. Hey, but seriously, Marley, Leanne, tell us what we got, who the winner is. I want you to choose who the winner is of the Instagram contest at real_AlexJones.
Okay, well, we have been tallying up the votes for the last couple of hours during the show, and a lot of people have been taking the poll. So I'm viewing the results right now, making sure they're the most updated. And it looks like with 298 votes, Makeda is the Makeda winner.
Makeda. So congratulations.
Sorry if I'm pronouncing your name wrong. But yeah, we have a winner of the $1,000. She'll be the young lady wearing the Hillary for Prison t-shirt there.
Can we put her on screen, the big winner? There you go. She's the winner. She got the most votes. That's awesome. Hillary for Prison 2016. The shirts are available 50% off today, and then it is over at InfoWarsStore.com. When you sign up for the free email, we will send you the promo code. You get 50% off that. And again, we have millions of followers on Facebook and so much more. We only have, I don't know, 40,000 or whatever it is on Instagram. We need people to follow it. So it's another avenue to reach out to people. We need to grow that, so please follow us there. It's like, you know, we have a few hundred votes here. We just posted this today just as a fun idea. You know, when we have our own poll on InfoWars, it's like 40,000 votes. Drudge, it's like a million votes. So we need to really get folks to vote more in these because it's all part of, you know, people being involved and basically giving us your feedback and your views. So thank you for voting. Those that did, we're going to have more and more of these contests. Leanne, Marley, Marley was a little nervous there. Just jump in any time. Go ahead. I mean, overall, very successful contest. It's great to see InfoWarriors out there.
Yeah, I could not believe the amount of people that were using the InfoWars gear hashtag. There were so many people, thousands of people.
Yeah, it was definitely really great to see all the activity. And just to let you know, you can keep using that hashtag. We want to keep looking at all your photos. We want to keep seeing your support. We're going to use those on our newsletter, on our website. So anytime you see anything that shows you're active in the community, hashtag it InfoWars gear. We're going to be looking at it every single day. We just want to give you guys a way to show like what you're doing and make sure your voice is heard and that you're sharing it with your friends and talking about it. So keep going on it.
And you're building the community of InfoWarriors out there. So it's great. Next, we'll get you on Snapchat, Alex. I think you'll love that.
Hey, you ladies are just doing a great job over there.
Oh, thanks.
Well, thank you.
What do you think of the new studio, Liam?
I like it. Everyone compliments this new studio. It's very large. I think it's going to be excellent when we get all of us here. You know,
well, that's really it. We have all these reporters and guests. When, like, we're doing election coverage and things, we're going to have a couple people in here and then a couple in there. And that way people get breaks. People say, well, I have a bunch of studios. Well, that's why Fox and CNN do that, too. You can, like, get up, go get more stuff ready, come back, have a break, and go boom, boom, boom. And it's awesome. Just boom, boom, boom. Bada bing, bada boom.
Boom, boom, boom.
All right. Great job, folks. And congratulations to the winner. Great job, ladies.
Congratulations.
You bet. We'll be back in 70 seconds of the fourth hour with your phone calls. And David Knight is getting warmed up in the bullpen. I'm Alex Jones.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.